Rentals is brought to you by Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today 719-963-2020 or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
Hey, would you be up to going out to eat tonight?
Not tonight, sweetie. I really want to finish this stuff up.
Okay, no problem. Wait, are those your welds?
Yeah, why?
Those are really nice.
Thank you.
That's really impressive.
Well, I mean, it's solid wire. Shielding with C25.
That's so technical. I don't even know what that means. I'm impressed.
Well, I mean, you know, there's different ways to do it. I mean, I don't think they're that bad.
They're not bad at all. I think they're amazing.
I mean, you know, I do what I can, you know?
Well, we'll figure out something for dinner. I'll let you get back to work.
Well, you know, I could probably stop for a little while. We could go to town and grab something to eat.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Glad you thought of that. I'll go get ready.
From Enharmonic Studios, streaming all over the world.
We're coming for you, globalist!
It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid. And Trevor Lane.
Hey.
What's up, everybody? We actually made it on time. We're on task. We're scheduled.
Yes.
We're ready to go.
The episode will still be uploaded tomorrow at 1 p.m.
That's right. That's when we hit our deadlines. You know, industry standard. That's what we got going on right now. Welcome to another Thrills and Chills episode of Man Tools. We got a whole lot of stuff for you and not a lot of time. It's 2024 all over the place.
It's going to be a shorty.
Shorty.
We'll probably just do Booker news, thing. Cool stuff, history.
Let's do it.
I guess.
Well, ready? How was your week? Good? Mine good. Yeah.
Great. I finally got back into lifting weights. I'm off of my surgery restrictions.
You mean the you've been hitting the drive-thru?
Yes.
Quarter pound curls? Yeah.
No, I've lost weight.
Oh boy.
Thanks to, I don't know what an appendix weighs, but I lost at least that much.
You lost at least that much. That's right.
All right. So it's been, I'm happy because I've missed that going to the gym. I'm weak as fuck. I get in there and I'm like, all right, this is where we were last time. Let me cut that in half and see how that feels. And I'm like, that feels pretty heavy. Let's go down a bit more.
Is the year of change 2024. So let's do it, bud.
Yeah.
I got the yoga thing still happening. Not as the last couple days have been screwing that up, but get back to it. And,
what gay bar do you do that at?
That is, there's this really nice lady and she's got a cool dog. And then, it's the YouTube thing.
Okay. All right.
And the dog is awesome.
All right.
His name is Benji. He's a bad little
dude. Does he help?
Yeah. He sniffs.
Yeah.
He lays there.
I saw a thing, a while back, a yoga studio that has golden retrievers and it's just a mess. It's even worse than like, have you seen the yoga with goats?
Yeah. I've seen that. It's good stuff.
Anyways, let's hit some news and get the show on the road, as they say.
If you have a beard, I'm about to blow your mind. Come with me. Hey, I swear here. It's a common misconception that women don't like beards. That's not true. We love beards. We like a beard that's clean, smells good, and doesn't feel like a cactus when I'm trying to get close to it. Look, it's not that complicated. Clean it, moisturize it, It's that simple. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. There's some things that women like hard, and there are some things that we like soft. We like soft beards.
Soften your beard at beard.mantoolsmedia.com and get 15% off with code MANTOOLS.
The 1830s saw botanist Peter Korthals dive deep into the world of kratom, revealing its ancient significance. Decades later, in the 1960s, science spotlighted kratom with Smith, Klein, and French labs exploring a patent of kratom alkaloid. But 2009 had its shadows. Sweden faced a kratom controversy, only to later debunk the misconceptions due to the product being laced with tramadol. Thailand's 1943 ban and the FDA's actions in 2012 marked challenging times, but the kratom saga was far from over. By 2014, the community's voice grew louder, leading to the birth of the American Kratom Association. 2016 was tumultuous. The DEA leaned towards a ban, but facing an unprecedented public outcry and questionable claims by the FDA, they were compelled to rethink by year's end. By 2018, the winds shifted. NIDA invested $3.5 million in kratom research, and by 2019, Utah blazed the trail, pioneering consumer protection. Several states have since followed. Kratom's journey saw a beacon of hope in October of 2023 with the introduction of the Federal Kratom Consumer Protection Act. From historical roots to...
Learn more at kratom.mantoolsmedia.com. ...and transformation. So we start with a story that is pretty fucking bananas.
Just the headline is bizarre.
Yes, it is. Out of California.
Of course.
Which, yeah, no surprise there with something like this. an audiologist there who stabbed her boyfriend 108 times in what she called cannabis-induced psychosis got literally a slap on the wrist. Well, okay, figuratively a slap on the wrist.
Thank you.
Bryn, I'm not going to try to butcher that last name, although she butchered her boyfriend.
Yeah, 108 times.
Was sentenced to 2 years of probation and was ordered to perform 100 hours of community service after being found guilty of killing her boyfriend. As it came out in the case, boyfriend was stabbed 108 times. So basically she got not even quite an hour of community service per stab.
Yeah. That's good math. She was quoted as saying, "I had no control over my actions when she entered into a psychotic episode from smoking apparently marijuana." So
that is the claim. Yes.
That, that doesn't happen that way.
Well,
I mean, realistically, if you smoke a lot of weed, you know, you don't go and murder your boyfriend. You usually just like start a band.
True. True. Yes. I mean, the only exception that I know of is if you have undiagnosed schizophrenia, substances like cannabis or LSD, mushrooms, any of those can make you have a psychotic break. But to be 33 and not know you have
highly doubtful. This is just great because it opens up a whole lot of other things. Well, I didn't have control over what I was doing.
I will put it this way. Could you imagine if the genders were reversed? Do you think a dude,
no,
if he went,
the death penalty.
I had marijuana induced psychosis. Do you think that would fly?
No.
In any way. And B, get him down to 100 hours of community service and 2 years of probation.
No. Way to California.
I think he'd be looking at what amounts to life, even if they didn't call it life. You know, it'd be 50-year sentence or something, which if you're 30, that's a life sentence, you know.
Without parole.
Yeah. Huh. Yep.
No gender biasing at all.
Not at all. No.
All right. Well, all right. On to the next one. What else we got in the newsers?
This is interesting out of Canada. An Ontario couple who, by all accounts and by all definitions, seems like they shouldn't have even been considered common law married, split up. I'm not sure why or how things, well, I mean, I guess I can guess. She took things to court. And it was ruled that he must pay spousal support, alimony. They had no children. They didn't live together.
And they never got married. Okay.
And the court said, apparently, I don't know how this is changing, because, and I don't know Canada that well. I know common law marriage laws vary widely state by state. In the U.S., some states don't recognize it at all.
Uh-huh.
Some states, moment you shared a bed, they could call it. It's hard telling. But in most states that recognize some form of common law marriage, cohabitation is a a requisite.
Yeah.
But this court in Canada went, no, you don't have to live together.
That's fine.
Pay up.
When did this happen? September?
Yeah, September of 2020, apparently. So, and
the lines,
ancient Chinese secret, but I just found out about it.
Yeah, the lines to the appellate court are
still dude, back, apparently. A wealthy businessman will have to pay $50,000 Canadian a month, which has to be at least $5,000 American. I think the exchange rate is a little more even than that.
Yeah, that's pretty even.
for 10 years to a woman with whom he had a long-term romantic relationship, even though they kept separate homes and had no children.
That's so messed up.
And here's what's wild. Under Ontario law, an unmarried couple are considered common law spouses if they have cohabitated in a conjugal relationship continuously for at least 3 years. But that, this is what the court said, but that doesn't necessarily mean living in the same home. And here's a quote from the court, and this is the appeals court. So it already went through a thing and then an appeal where he still has to pay. Apparently, lack of a shared residence is not determinative of the issue of cohabitation.
Yes, it is.
That would be the whole thing. I don't understand how. I don't get it at all. Blows my mind. And this is coming from someone I've gone into court for domestic issues and been like, wanted to say after the judge ruled against me, are you fucking serious?
It'd have been worth the weekend in jail, but
are you fucking serious?
Worth it.
So, yeah. But this poor guy, $50,000 a month. How loaded must he have to be for them to even come up? Even if they were married and that was the amount, like how
loaded.
Wealthy businessman, I don't think is quite covering what he is and what he does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also out of Canada, same province, Ontario. You guys are batting 1,000. A teacher has been suspended because they said in class that there are only two genders and they will not use the Z pronoun. Yep. And here's what the part that really boggled my mind. A teacher from the Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District. So it is a Catholic school, private. I'm sure Canada does not have Catholic public schools or parochial public schools. I mean, I know that the current Pope is basically a communist, but I didn't know that a lot of the church had swung quite that far.
Yeah, not notorious for being lenient.
Yeah. Catholic Church. So this teacher has been suspended for 7 months and will be forced to undergo cultural sensitivity training.
I think that teacher's going to start a drywall company because going back to teaching.
I don't know.
Oh, Lordy.
And if it was like a, I don't know, less conservative church, you know, denomination, sure. I'd say, well, go teach at a Catholic school. But
uh-huh. Wow. They already,
they already did that. Very strange to me.
That's so nutty.
And then we move over to France and these, what's the group called? Stop Oil.
Oh man. Yeah.
Don't this just automatically play on me.
Let me
bring down the volume a little bit because it's kind of loud.
Why would you do this?
This is wild.
Why would you do this?
And I don't understand how it solves any of the problems that they say they want to solve.
It's an oil painting, but that's not the kind of oil. Fucking retards.
And I'm not. It's been a long time since I've been to the Louvre, but it's not glass.
No.
No, the painting's out? I thought it was under glass.
I thought it was after the last time somebody took a shot at it.
Well, and check this out. So I'm coming to the conclusion, I think, particularly the Louvre, because this has happened a couple of times there, they must be in on it. Because if you look at, like, if I'm not mistaken, you get searched when you come in, partly because they sell food and they don't want you bringing your own food. Yeah. They lose money. So how... Did that get by? My understanding is that about the only thing you can bring in is your own water.
Right.
And that's only because I think there's like laws that say they can't stop you from hydrating.
But to just throw that.
But then watch this. Let's see. Might have to beat things up a little bit. Yeah, I guess it is just. Are you sure that's not glass?
It might be. Thank Christ.
Looks to me like there's a sheet of glass there, but hopefully that's the case. Look at the response. It's not drag them out. They're putting up
facades so you can't
see them. You can't see them.
They're in on it.
And presumably they're going to add to that so you can't see the painting, I guess.
I don't know.
So they've got to be in on it.
Somehow. Because no real damage was obviously done.
That's not the response of like any museum that gives a shit about stopping that. And in Europe, as kind of liberal and progressive as they like to portray themselves,
their police are not.
Yeah, in most countries there's no such thing as police brutality laws. It's whatever they have to do to enforce the law and what they can do. If that means busting your head open with a stick, they'll bust your head open with a stick. Like the German pullets, I had these, I guess they were some kind of rubber, but the idea was that it's kind of flexible in the middle and then hard on the end. So they'd hit you once and it would just bounce.
Those hurt like hell.
So... Yeah,
that is a little bizarre that it looks like, we're just going to put up some facades and so you can't take pictures.
Yeah. Until we clean the glass. I really hope that's glass.
I do too. Jesus.
I can't.
It's gotta be.
Like certain angles, it looks like it's all dripping parallel. You know what I mean? Even the stuff that's supposedly on the wall. So I don't know. And I don't understand how that's supposed to stop oil.
I don't get it. Just see the shit she had on her shirt. The
I saw they had something written, but
yeah,
what?
Petroleum based products.
Well, yeah, and they're. I mean, if there's any synthetics
in those shirts,
even if there's cotton, they've used oil to process the
how
cotton.
How did you somehow. Get it delivered?
Yeah,
they ordered them online and had it delivered. Yeah.
I wish I could make that not just play. This is amazing. On the same vein, this is an Australian broadcaster who, I don't know how he still has a job over there. I guess Sky News is a little conservative, but I didn't know they'd stand behind dudes like this, this hard. But he's been in there for years and is quite frequently called out the climate alarmists. and this little snip is no different. And the way he does it is just great.
What is climate change? I mean, I think the question that the young lady asked over here is very valid. Young people are highly intelligent, but I wonder whether they're being told, or which they're entitled to, all the facts in relation to this. Well, just about Alice, you've been speaking for most of the night. When I asked Tanya Plibersek, was the deputy leader of the Labor Party and the potential deputy prime minister, was carbon dioxide the big issue in relation to climate change? And she said yes. I then said, well, that being the case, what percentage of the atmosphere is made up of carbon dioxide? What is causing climate change? Is it carbon dioxide?
Yes, carbon dioxide pollution is a major contributor.
Okay, so can I ask you, this is not a trick question, what percentage of the Earth's air is carbon dioxide?
I don't know.
And I say, hang on, you don't know what percentage of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide, and yet you're prepared to stand the economy on its head to address a problem, the detail of which you don't know. So when I then explain that the percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, Alice, is how much? Much of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere?
To answer the question, Scott Morrison has said
Alice,
how much carbon dioxide is the problem? How much carbon dioxide is there in the atmosphere?
I'm not a scientist. Too much. I don't know.
Hang on. If you're going to argue the case, you ought to know. It's 0.04%. And of that 0.04%, human beings around the world create 3%. And of that 3%, Australia creates 1.3%.
Yeah. So 3% of the 0.04%. So you're getting into like 0.00012-ish, I think. Maybe I'm off on my zeros, but anyways, minuscule.
But if carbon dioxide is 0.04% of the atmosphere, and human beings are responsible for 3% of that 0.04%, and Australia is responsible for 1.3% of the 3% of the...
Now, we're not Australian. I'm guessing the U.S. is probably
0.04%.
Yeah, but still half.
It's like
China.
Saying there's a granule of sugar on the Harbour Bridge.
So listen to the way you put that. That's like saying there's a grain of sugar on this bridge. This is a huge problem. We need to clean it up.
Huge.
So, I mean, we're not going to listen to the whole 2.5 minutes, but I thought that was great. I'm like, this guy rocks. Alan Jones is his name, if you're curious. yeah. And just.
That's good stuff.
Okay, this is a problem. Well, how much is there?
I don't know.
And then how much is made by people? Oh. And then how much is made by Australia? Because that's, he's talking Australian politics. Oh, you don't know any of that.
I would wager we'd go up one if he's not taking into consider the bovine problem, and you know it would go up in a whole other 1%.
Maybe, yeah, maybe
the hooved animals in if he's not calling that a people problem,
yeah.
So yeah, another whole 1% of a fraction of a fraction.
All right. Well, I guess we got a couple of options. We're only going to do one more thing before we get into his story, but we can do cool stuff.
Yes.
Tools of the week.
No.
All right. Pissing us off.
Nah.
All right. Sports.
No.
All right. Cool stuff.
Cool stuff.
All right. Easy peasy. Here we go. All right, so we got all smart things for okay. cool stuff. We start with a smart animal.
All right, let's do it. We looks like my the tasty treat, the elk.
Yes, he's a clever fella. This one.
Look closely. This elk rushed onto the highway, never attacking cars. It just kept nodding at people, seemingly asking for help. But people didn't understand. Some even that. Frightened by the large animal. One driver immediately sped away. Then, yep. the elk approached that another way. Its eyes were anxious. A lady thought it wanted to be close to humans. The elk let out a cry.
It never wants
didn't
that.
Seem to want to leave. It looked like the elk was in trouble. So, a kind-hearted man got out of the car, and the elk led them to a mud pit. It turns out several of its companions were trapped in the mire. How smart this elk was to seek human help. One elk, struggling hard, was already buried in the mud, likely doomed. The other three elks were probably exhausted too. If not for their companion calling humans, they might have all been buried in the mud. A kind young man put a rope around the elk's antlers. Everyone worked together to drag it ashore. But this elk seemed totally exhausted. The young man quickly gave it some water. Please comment, God bless you for blessings. The other two elks were anxiously waiting for rescue. People immediately began the rescue effort. Dragging in the mud was easier, but this adult elk weighed several hundred pounds. It took a lot of strength to drag it ashore. Everyone was drained. They had to rest before continuing the rescue. The elk waited patiently. A few minutes later, people pulled it up with all their strength. After being saved, the elk didn't run away, but stayed close, watching these people. It seemed to want to remember their faces. It let out a cry, clearly thanking them.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
In the end, they saved all three living elk.
Well, that's good. That's a pretty cool put-together story there.
And I just want to point out, at least one of these guys is wearing camouflage pants, which makes me assume, I'm going to make an assumption, he's probably a hunter.
Yeah.
a lot of people think those of us that hunt are just any opportunity will murder these animals because that's what we do. No.
No.
We love these animals. It's not
pieces.
It's a
symbiotic, respectful, mutual, beneficial relationship.
You can't keep getting the meat from them if they die off from other, you know,
from other things.
Problems. And if their environment's shitty, the meat's going to be poor quality. So,
yeah, you know. I mean, that was three healthy bulls.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know why they're all gay hanging out together, but
because they're taking mud bath.
It's a little, you know. I had a cousin from the East Coast who came out here and drove out here. He was like, "Why are your deer gay?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? If you go on the East Coast, they only have whitetails. The bucks are never together.
Yeah,
they're always alone. Even
right.
The exception might be the rut to fight, but never they never just hang out like they do here." And he kept seeing all these deers with antlers together, and he's like, Are your deer gay? Like, no, they're just mule deer don't behave the same way that whitetails do. I don't know, man.
Don't know what to tell you.
And then this dude. This is great.
We have a smart student.
Never give up any information that you haven't been ordered to by a court, I guess. Is what I'll say.
That's right. Without court order.
1 minute. 1 minute, please.
So, obviously, a timed test. He appears to already be done. So he's like, let me do a scratch off.
Time, thank you. Could you all please put down your pens and bring your papers to the front?
He's not working on the test anymore. He's actually not breaking the rule.
Thank you.
He's finishing a scratch off. See if he wants some money.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Gotta turn in the test.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're too late. Gave you plenty of warnings about time. You failed. Sorry.
Excuse me. Do you know who I am?
I have absolutely no idea.
Good.
Cool.
Clever. Well, crap. That's a good joke.
Good for you, buddy. I didn't even know they had lottery in the UK, but I guess they do.
Scratchers, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably do.
All right. We'll we slide
in. We need the racketeering in. Every government has a
racketeering scheme. I mean, I suppose they do.
All right. We're going to move on.
We're going to slide into some his story. And then, yeah, we'll
then we'll bail. Call it a day.
We'll bail, yeah.
Welcome to Moongata. The first underwear where the front pouch isn't one size fits all. Moongata offers four different pouch sizes, allowing proper support and superior comfort for an active lifestyle. This also provides a sexier appearance. Moongata is the closest thing to tailored, fitted underwear, without me sending one of these guys to your house. Owned and operated by a disabled veteran. Committed to making amazing men's underwear forever cut and sewn in the USA. Carpe Noctem at Moongata Lifestyle. Use the code MANTOOLS for 20% off.
At Noble Gold Investments, we protect our clients' financial futures by giving them a safe and easy way to invest in a gold IRA and other precious metals. We carry gold, silver, palladium, and platinum. And unlike other gold companies, we emphasize the security of talking to a warm body who is an expert in this field at Noble Gold Investments. Visit our website.
gold.mantoolsmedia.com.
Comes to his end in the gutter. Fitting climax to a life.
Impressed on the flag. Get it started. Hit fire and it's right. Oh,
no. All righty. This week in history, we start with February 1st. 1945, U.S. Rangers and Filipino guerrillas rescue 513 American survivors of the Bataan Death March. That was a thing that happened in the Philippines where the Japanese, I forget what they were trying to build, railroads or something, and they were basically using POW slave labor, and they had to march them as they worked on this railroad, and a bunch of them just fucking died. So I forget how many they started with, but 513 lived through it, I guess, and were rescued by these guys. Kind of the tail end of things for that particular piece of the conflict. Let's see. And then we have February 2nd, 1960, the U.S. Senate approves the 23rd Amendment, which does away with poll taxes. Which, if you're not familiar with the poll tax, is a method to basically keep those you might not want to be able to vote from being able to vote by putting a price on it. And yeah, it was an odd, I don't know, it was kind of odd.
No,
it was even weirder than the, like, you have to own land.
Yeah.
Like that. There's some logic there. You can be like, that means you got skin in the game if you own some property.
Yeah.
I don't know about just here, pay a tax.
The church did that for your sins 200 years before.
That's true. That is true. Let's see. Then we have, February 3rd, 1966, the Soviet Luna 9 achieved a soft landing on the moon. So we weren't the only ones that sent something up there. This was an unmanned thing, but it got there.
It got there. It landed softly.
And then someone was there to take a picture.
Somebody was there to take a picture, apparently. Polaroid. Somebody snapped a Polaroid.
Let's see. February 4th, 1915. Germany decrees that British waters are part of the war zone, and that all ships will sink without warning. We, I guess, out of hubris, immediately ignored this and kept allowing American ships to go there, including passenger ships like the Lusitania, which of course got sunk. And by the way, they found it a couple years ago, I believe. And surprise, surprise, there were arms and munitions inside of the hull.
No.
So
surprise, surprise.
Exactly the thing that they accused us of doing, we were doing.
How do you deal with that nowadays? Like they catch it and then the Germans look at us and we're like,
let's see, February 5th, 1952, New York adopts what are now standard, the three colored traffic lights. I guess before they were just red and green. They just had two. It was fucking stop and go. Yeah. I'm kind of glad they added the yellow, a little warning that you are going to have to stop.
You're about to get a ticket?
Yeah, yeah. and an opportunity to go, should I punch it?
Right.
Or hit the brakes. And then finally, February 7th, 1964, from the UK, the Beatles come to the United States and are greeted by 25 at, I guess, newly named JFK Airport. Yep.
Ivy Wild, and then just before that, you know, back into the left was taken.
About a year before.
Back into the left was taken, so.
But that... that brings us to the end of the week in history, and unfortunately, the end of our show. I think that's going to be next week.
That's right.
I don't think we're going to do this.
No, I don't think so either. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of our show. Thank you for watching and or listening. We're broadcasting live from Ivy Wild Airport. Trevor's not putting on the music, so I don't know how long I got.
I don't have.
It doesn't gonna work. It doesn't gonna work. Well, next week we're gonna do a really cool. I'm just kidding. We're gonna do a long extended show for you. So if you want to get in our locals and check it out, it's only $3 a month at mantoolsminions.locals.com. Also get 1 month free with our code support free speech. Our merch is at merch.mantoolsmedia.com. Get the free shippings if you're in our Facebook group and or 20% off if you're a Locals member. Again, thank you to our sponsors. You can find all of them at sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. Thank you for watching and or listening. Wherever you take your podcasts, you're on the web at mantoolsmedia.com. Our socials are at links.co/mantoolsmedia. I'm Eric. That's Trevor. We had a short one this week, but remember, it's not the size of the podcast. It's if you ended with the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, we will see you next week. Same man time, same man channel. So good night, everybody.